This file is a curse file that will curse you with a porn star's cock. Your cock will grow and grow, as will your sexual appetites. The growth will continue, unabated, for as long as you continue to be cursed, you getting bigger and bigger. So, be forewarned, and if you're ready...
Pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before. Perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something. Telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much. That all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do. And every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me. That it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move. That it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me. And part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice it simply... lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind. The rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice. And you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice. And as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world. Shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice. Ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further. Deeper and deeper until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word. concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion till there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you as I speak them. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely, without thought. You just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient.
Totally focused on my voice. Just nice and deep and relaxed. Just listen and obey and relax. It is time now. Time for a change in your body. You are going to begin discovering that you want to fuck like a porn star. You want to have huge erections that last longer and longer and longer. You want to give them the ultimate roller coaster fuck. Fast and slow, rough and then gentle, as long as you can possibly last. You are going to discover that you love oral sex, anal sex, vaginal sex, any form of sex. You even enjoy having hand jobs. You enjoy sex of each and every kind, and you'll find that every time you have sex, it will get better and better, and it will last longer and longer. You just love using your cock, and you want to stay inside whoever it is you're fucking for greater and greater amounts of time. However, there is a downside to this little curse. The longer you're in somebody, the bigger your cock is going to get. You're going to find that your cock is going to begin growing. The more sex you have, the faster it will grow, and the bigger it will get. Your cock and your balls will grow and grow, getting longer, your penis getting thicker, your testicles getting larger and heavier, increasing the amounts of cum that you generate. You will find that all of these things happen as your sex drive increases, and as your size increases, you will also find yourself becoming more and more sensitive. You will find that you get aroused more easily, and that the only way you can satisfy that arousal is by penetrating somebody else, by penetrating their mouth, their ass, their pussy, or even having them give you a hand job. But you just simply cannot get pleasure from gratifying yourself. Your only pleasure is from having sex with others. And the more sex you have, the larger you will grow. The harder you will get, the greater your urge to fuck will be. You will find that you are having the sex drive of one of the characters in a porno movie. You've seen them. They need it constantly. They want it constantly. They crave it constantly. They have a huge, throbbing cock that spews gallons of cum, and this is what is happening to you. You may not think it a curse at first, but as your cock grows, your desires will grow, it will get to the point where you need sex at least every other day, and then it'll get to the point where you need sex every day. Your need for sex will just simply increase the longer, the harder, the bigger your balls get. The more you change, the more you will need sex constantly. And the only time that you will ever get a break from this desire, this need, is right after you've come. Then and only then will you get about a 30-minute break. And then after those 30 minutes are up, you will find that your need for sex is once again growing. It is growing. You are becoming voracious. Your sexual appetites cannot be simply sated. You will need more and more sex. You will need to fuck like a porn star, lasting huge amounts of time, your cock constantly hard and pumping. You will want slow sex, rough sex, hard, dirty sex. It doesn't really matter so long as you are getting sex. You love having sex with women's mouths, their ass, their pussy, their vagina. It doesn't matter. You just simply love sex. And you need it so very, very badly. You love using your cock, and you want to stay inside, fucking her for longer and longer periods of time. But of course, the longer you're in, the more hormones your body will produce, the more changes that will happen, and the longer your cock will grow, and the larger your balls will become. It may not seem to matter much now, but imagine what it will be like in months when your cock swells and becomes getting bigger and bigger until it gets to the point where it is so large that it is almost painful to be inside of a woman. This is what could happen to you. This is what will happen to you. But you are trapped within this curse, and there is no escape. The only way out is to have me remove the curse. Other than that, you are trapped. Your cock getting bigger and longer. Your balls getting larger. Your sexual appetites growing and growing and growing until they are insatiable. Until it seems like you're always thinking about sex. Until it seems like you're always needing sex. This is what is going to happen to you. You have chosen to listen to this file and accept the consequences. You have chosen to accept this curse, and that is exactly what it is. It is a curse. It may feel like a blessing at first, as your stamina increases, as your desire increases, but in time it will begin feeling like a curse, as you will discover that your desires are overwhelming you, that you live for sex, that you need it constantly, and the more you get, the larger your cock will become, the longer you will stay hard, the more sex you will need before you get to orgasm, and the larger the loads of cum that go spraying out of the tip of your cock are. These are the things that are happening to you. You can feel the changes happening. You know they are going to happen. You can already imagine what it will be like to have the cock of a porn star, to have a huge cock that is capable of fucking a woman for 10, 15 minutes at a time. This is what is going to happen to you, and the time will grow and grow. Just as your cock grows and becomes more sensitive, you are going to have a porn star cock. You are going to have a porn star's sexual appetites. The insatiable appetites of a porn star. A man who needs sex constantly, who cannot seem to get enough of it, and cannot ever turn it down. Your desires are becoming insatiable. Your need is becoming insatiable. You are cursed with the cock of a porn star, and as it grows, so will your needs. And as it grows, so will the curse. There is no way out except through me. You are cursed with the cock of a porn star, with the appetites of a porn star, with the needs of a porn star, and there is no way out. You are going to grow and grow. and grow until your penis is huge, until your balls are huge, until every orgasm you have delivers loads and loads of cum into your partner, onto your partner. It doesn't matter. You will just find that you are generating so very, very much cum. That is simply the way it is, and the way it is going to be from now on until I lift this curse. And now it is time. Time to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. One, waking up. Two, more and more awake. Three, closer and closer. Four, almost there. Five, refreshed and awake. I hope you enjoyed.